First, many colleges and universities are working hard to balance the health and safety of their students, faculty, and staff with the desire to return to campus in the fall. Beloit College in southern Wisconsin created what it's calling the Beloit Action Plan, and it's getting attention from other colleges struggling with similar issues. Eric Boynton is provost and dean of Beloit College. Previously, he was a professor of philosophy and religious studies at Allegheny College, where he also served as the director of interdisciplinary studies, director of the honors program, and chair of black studies. Provost Boynton, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you for having me, Tiff.
So tell us what your specific goals were in crafting the Beloit Action Plan. What exactly are you trying to achieve?
Sure. So the Beloit Action Plan has five components to it. The first component is what we're calling the MODS plan, which is the way in which we're delivering our curriculum that's attracting quite a bit of attention nationwide. And the MODS plan is splitting up the semester into 2 7.5-week MODS instead of a 15-week semester. So each student will take 2 courses per MOD. And so over the space of a semester, they'll complete the full load of 4 classes, but they'll do it in these 2 class increments. And the reason we developed this idea was to maximize flexibility, particularly in the time of COVID, and minimize disruption. So only 2 classes are ever affected if we move off campus. There is a distinct and natural hinge point in the semester where we can either bring people to campus and move people off campus. It provides for some interesting flexibility in the calendar. If we need to move a whole mod into the spring, that's a possibility as well. So it just provides this kind of flexibility. The other parts of the Beloit Action Plan involve innovation around the curriculum and career preparation and also pricing. So no increase for current students. And for entering first-year students this year, we instituted a Midwest tuition match. So the neighboring 6 states would accept the flagship tuition price price at Beloit.
And I want to get back to some of those other components, but I want to talk a little bit more about the academic instruction part of it. My understanding, too, is that, in this time of COVID and the coronavirus, we are trying to limit how many people are in a single place at the same time. It sounds like with the MODS approach that there will be fewer times in a week, for instance, that one single student would actually need to be on campus or in a particular building, things like that. Is that part of the plan?
That's part of the plan. So if you think about it, it simplifies the class schedule immensely. So there's essentially morning classes and afternoon classes. So part of of what you need to navigate is the density, and that's the students traveling in and outside of spaces, in and outside the different classrooms. And so what we've done is minimize that passing. And so there's just morning courses and afternoon courses. There's time then to clean spaces. There is a minimal contact between students passing each other through these classroom environments. And, of course, like every college, we're also thinking very creatively about how to deliver our curriculum in the fall. And so, it's not going to be either online or face-to-face. It's going to be some kind of hybrid situation that most people are planning for. And so that helps, again, with density. So there'll be flipped classrooms, for instance, where students will watch a lecture online, and then a subset of each class might come in for a recitation period. There's also ways in which courses can be divided up. One week, a portion of students will be online. That week, that portion will be in class. And so there's interesting ways to work with density, make sure that we're conducting instruction in as safe and sensible a manner as possible.
And what kind of feedback are you getting from faculty? Obviously, they have concerns to faculty, staff, and students themselves.
Sure. So one of the things we've done is we realized that not all faculty, staff, and students will be able to be on campus in the fall. And we realized that early on. I mean, for instance, there's certain faculty who shouldn't come to campus for various reasons. Those faculty will teach fully online courses. And that works because there will be certain students who won't be able to come to campus, either due to health reasons or international students who may not be able to get visas, those are still our students, and so we need to find a way to make sure that they progress towards a degree. And so the overlap of online courses delivered by our faculty with the student population that can't make it to campus and enables us to continue to meet our educational mission. And then if there are staff who can conduct their work remotely, then we should go ahead and encourage that during this time of COVID. This is just a way of thinking smartly about the situation we find ourselves in, at the same time remaining absolutely focused on the student experience and our educational mission.
We're talking right now with Eric Boynton. He's Provost and Dean of Beloit College in Southern Wisconsin, and he is explaining the components of what they are calling the Beloit Action Plan, which is their plan to bring students and faculty back to campus, more or less, in a safe and healthy way. One of the issues, of course, for any college experience for students, especially in their families, is housing. That has to be a big concern. What are you thinking in the way of housing?
Sure. So, this issue is really different depending on what institution, which educational institution you're thinking of. So at a place like Beloit, that has a really large campus for a small amount of student population, we're able to essentially allow singles, those students who want to live in singles, we're going to be able to do that. And so we can really spread the population across various dorms. We don't have a dorm that's 10 stories tall. These are buildings spread out around campus. And so there's interesting ways in which we can house our students and also treat this issue of density well. The dorms will, require extra cleaning. We're thinking about the ways in which students outside of the dorms come together for activities in careful ways. Of course, eating is another component of this, how we will have windows of meal times for students to be able to go to and have a hot meal in the commons, but also be able to social distance during meal times, as well as grab and go. Meal options. So, yes, we've been thinking through all the ways in which we need to live on campus in smart, sensible ways. That aspect of the plan will actually come out tomorrow in greater detail on the website. And so we're looking forward to sharing the details of those kinds of planning with our community.
You mentioned earlier in our conversation the Midwest Flagship Match Tuition Program, which will keep tuition hopefully affordable for the majority of students. And I also saw in reading through the plan that you're negotiating new financial aid packages, understanding that there are a lot of students whose families are in a very different financial situation than they might have been even just 3 or 6 months ago. What are you looking at to plug those holes?
Sure. So we have a form online in which students and parents can update their information that allowed us to make the original package, financial packages. They can update their information, and that goes to our financial aid office, and we can reevaluate the kind of offer that we should offer to that student. And so, that's an ongoing recognition that this maximizing the flexibility and minimizing disruption that we're involved in. And the things that are in our control are the way in which we deliver the curriculum. And one of the things that's in our control is our pricing somewhat of the education. And so we need to be cognizant of the way in which COVID has had profound effect on the economy and, of course, our students' and parents' financial ability to pay. And so that's part of the Beloit Action Plan, is that recognition that we need, especially at this time, to factor in the way in which COVID is really affecting their families.
And very briefly, because we're almost out of time, how will you measure success of the plan?
Success of the plan is that we will, by and large, meet our educational mission, have students on campus, and our students will progress towards graduation in the rich, transformative educational environment that we've always sought to supply at Beloit College. So I think it's the same rubrics you might use in a normal time. You need to be able to meet our educational mission.
Well, Provost Boynton, thank you so much for joining us today, and best of luck with the plan.
Thank you very much, Judith.
Eric Boynton is Provost and Dean of Beloit College. He was with us today to share the Beloit Action Plan, which is their approach to bringing students, faculty, and staff back to campus this fall in a way that protects their health and safety.